I don't think anybody should be surprised that Netanyahu and the Israeli establishment are trying to use the implementation of the Iran deal in order to extort more money out of the United States. I mean, obviously, I think anyone in Netanyahu's position, given the influence of Israel as a nation and also the Israel lobby embedded in Washington, that he would use this particular moment in order to be able to squeeze the United States for more funding if he's looking for an increase of roughly 60% by the end of this decade, year on year. That is not only a significant increase, but it is quite telling what Netanyahu sees as the future for Israel-U.S. relations. In other words, that Israel's standing in the United States and in U.S. political culture, not only has it not been diminished, but that it will increase, that its importance to U.S. imperial strategy for the region will, of course, increase, and as such, it needs to be funded and furnished with all the latest in military hardware so that it can not only continue its brutal and violent oppression of the Palestinian people, but that it can extend its hegemony throughout the region. Remember that part of the U.S. strategy for the region for the last 70 years has been to see Israel as essentially a client and an important outpost of the imperial system. Israel, the United States, along with the countries of NATO, are part of one large system. And that is what we see on display when Netanyahu prances before the lords of Wall Street and the lords of capital in Davos as they meet at their annual convocation. Netanyahu demonstrates once again the absolutely essential role that Israel plays for finance capital globally, both as a regional bully and a regional belligerent, but also as a part and parcel of a larger strategy. Israel is central to the war on Syria. Israel is central to the U.S. client status of Saudi Arabia and the GCC. Israel is central to the ongoing subversion and destabilization of Iran. And Israel sees in Iran a rising competitor for regional influence. And as such, Israel sees Iran as the principal threat, as was recently stated by a high-ranking Israeli government official who said that in a choice between Daesh and Iran, he would choose Daesh. That is absolutely critical understanding for people to have, that Israel does not see terrorism and Wahhabi extremism and jihad as the threat to regional security. They see Iran, and as such, the recent lifting of sanctions for Israel provides a very neat and clean pretext for the increase of aid and for the increase of military armaments. Israel is an essential outpost of the empire, and Israel is playing that role to a T and exploiting it, as Netanyahu always does.